T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Blazers got a big one tonight, 6:30 tip local time on ESPN, as they moved it to one of the primetime games against the Utah Jazz, the top team in the Western Conference. For a preview, let's head down to Salt Lake. Kristen Kenney covers the Jazz sidelines for their broadcast. Kristen, thanks so much for the time. How you doing today?
Hey, guys. I'm excited about this one. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing great. No Mike Conley, no Donovan Mitchell again tonight for the Jazz. Could you guys just do us a solid and just lose? Is that possible?
Man, yeah, it's really unfortunate news for Jazz Nation without Donovan for the remaining 3 games and then reevaluated before the playoffs. But yeah, it's certainly tough. I mean, you guys have been on a roll, though, and without our leading scorer, Donovan Mitchell, and then without Mike Conley, it's going to be a tough one tonight. But I still think it's going to be fun because the Jazz have still been playing really well, winning 8 of the last 10.
Yeah, aren't they 6? I think they're 6-2 or something like that without Mitchell, without Conley. So who have you been most impressed with, Kristen? Who's the one that a Blazers fan should watch out for tonight as the one who could step up to fill those shoes?
Yeah, on any given night, that's the beauty of this team. I think we've talked about this at the beginning of the season when they put together this team. They knew what they were getting in terms of the weapons. It's like pick your poison on any given night. When you're without 2 of your star players, though, who do you turn to? Well, Bogey has been unbelievable. We call it like Bogeylicious lately because his last games, his numbers have been rocking. And I think what really stands out is the way that he's taken his game inside. So we know him as that 3-point threat. But this guy likes to get going early on, too, at the rim. He builds his confidence that way. So I can imagine the Blazers are going to try to be aware of that and not give him any easy looks, easy buckets there. So when he's in attack mode, that certainly changes things for us. Of course, he's still riding a wave of momentum. The last 8 games, he's been unbelievable in that 48-point night. Really amazing. Just unreal. And then, of course, you have the 6th man, Jordan Clarkson, who can turn it on in any given moment. And I think the guy that doesn't get a lot of credit but is really instrumental is Joe Ingles. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All of these guys have 3-point ability. And when one of them steps up, good things happen. Even George Yang, you know, a guy like that can knock him down. And we just have to make sure that we're doing things the right way. And there's not a lot of room for error when we're playing a Blazers team that's rolling like you guys are.
You know, one thing that you mentioned, Jordan Clarkson, is there almost like one of those Quinn Snyder literally having to get reins and pull him back? Because you see he had 33 attempts the other night and he made the most of them with a 40-point game. But is he one of those guys where you watch him, it's either he's got it or he doesn't on any given night?
I think he more consistently has it. He's had a couple games where he's been a little off and he acknowledges a slump, but shooters go through that. And you just got to push through. I think what Quinn Snyder does do for JC, it says, you be you. I don't want to change you. You have the green light. So he's had that green light from day one, which has allowed him to be that type of player. But when you go through a little slump, you just kind of got to push through it and keep going and keep going and keep going, because you need that guy, your 6th man, to be rocking by the time playoffs come. So you got to fight through it. And Quinn has always given him the green light. But he has talked about having to pull him off the floor at the end of games because he has a different closing lineup when we're a healthy roster. And, of course, a player like Jordan who's on fire, you know, no player wants to come off the court when you're closing games. So he's made a couple of funny comments about that. But other than that, no, he has the green light.
So here in Portland, of course, we are keeping a very close eye on the standings. We care every single night who's doing what and the games that the Blazers aren't even a part of. But the Jazz sitting two games between them and the Phoenix Suns, the closest team to that number one seed. What's the vibe in Utah as far as with the 7 and 8, with the play-in tournament, you can't predict who you're going to play in that 7-8 spot. So do you get the feeling that the Jazz are as concerned about keeping that number one spot as they would be in a normal year? Or because number one could take on a red hot Golden State Warriors or a Los Angeles Lakers that all of a sudden is healthy, do you feel like there's less of an emphasis, I guess, on the games at the end of the season for this team?
Yeah, I do. It's such a good question. It's been talked about recently a lot. Because, yes, you want the number one seed historically. Like, that's what you're fighting for. You've worked so hard for it. You've had it the whole season, pretty much. But then you're at a point where, yeah, you have this play-in tournament. And it's kind of scary when you see the Lakers dropping lower and lower and in that play-in range. And what's going to happen there? And then, of course, who wants to face the Warriors with Steph Curry? Nobody. in the playoffs, you know. It's tough because, yes, I was talking to the guys about this. Yes, you work hard for the number one seed, but you don't want to put the pressure on it. I think the number one thing is they just want to be healthy. Mm. Once you reach the playoffs, none of it matters. You don't know who you're going to play if you're one, if you're two. You're going to start off 0-0, and you got to beat that team four times.
What does that health look like, though? I mean, you mentioned Mitchell is out until at least the end of the regular season, which is just a couple more games. Are they confident that it'll be a full go come playoff time?
Well, I mean, that's a big question mark, right? You hope Donovan having this time out that he's back and ready for round one. Mm. But, you know, all of that is up to what he's going through. And, you know, it's tough now because I'm not around the team, obviously, with COVID. And so you're not able to get an idea of where things really are and whatnot. But I know he's eager to play. I mean, this is a guy that it's hard to keep him off the floor. I can't imagine, you know, what he's going through and wanting to be ready for the playoffs. I mean, this team, there's high stakes here. And who are you going to play in the first round, right? I mean, right. You face potentially facing Warriors, even with Steph Curry. I mean, they're a dangerous team. You look at all these teams in the West, like sitting, looking at potentially playing. I mean, who knows? With a play-in, there's a lot at stake. So, yeah, it's tough. I think just if he's healthy, if he's back, if he's feeling good, I mean, they're prioritizing that number one. That's likely why he's missing these next three games, making sure that our star player, our leading scorer, Donovan Mitchell, is at full strength come the time when we need him most. You're just crossing your fingers. You're hoping. And that's what the guys – You talk to guys and they're like, look, we can only control what we can control. And I'm sure you guys hear that too a lot. It's tough because you can't put too much pressure on it. It's everything's changed this year. Yes, I think the play-in's exciting. But, man, when you're scouting and you're wanting to know, okay, well, who are we going to get here?
I know. I've said it the entire time. Everyone loves the drama except for the ones who have to actually deal with it, which are the players. So the Jazz have had a very great stretch as of late, having won 5 of their last 6. But that loss was against the Warriors, 119-116. That one, Steph Curry had a crazy shot. I believe it was that one. And what's the mood around the Jazz coming into this game tonight against the Blazers in particular?
Yeah, I was talking to Joe Ingles just this morning about you guys because here you're coming in, Blazers on a roll, really finding a lot of success with that three-guard lineup. Obviously, Dame is Dame. The Jazz have done pretty well defensively on Dame this season, but he's turned a corner and it's Dame time, right? And this is the time where he shows up. So, you know, Joe, they all know that this is a big game. This is a game that matters. It's our last home game of the regular season. We're playing in front of 6,000 plus fans.
Holy.
So, yeah, we got 6,000 plus fans in here. Let me tell you, I never thought I'd be excited about 6,000 fans. It feels like 18,000 right now.
I was jumping up and down with 1,900 on Friday.
Right? Yeah, yes. So, you know, they want to close it out on a high note. They want to get back into a rhythm. And this is a game that matters where they can really test where they're at. Of course, you're not doing it with two key guys, but look what they did against Denver. I think if they can come out and play like they did against Denver, and what I mean by that is the Jazz want to play fast. They want to quickly move the ball up the floor. They want to play that blender, drive inside, kick it out, find their open shooters, no hesitation shots. If we're hesitating, that's where turnovers happen, like we saw against the Warriors. And we got to, that starts off obviously on the defensive end too, guarding your 3-point shooters, guarding the 3-point line tonight is going to be key. Getting those stops, getting out and running. That's key to the Jazz playing the right way. And I know they had some struggles against the Warriors and would like to turn that around.
You know, as I look at this Jazz team, it's been that slow and steady build, right? And it's kind of gone hand in hand. You know, Dennis Lindsay has done a great job of building the franchise. Quinn Snyder has played a huge role. And then you have the current GM, Justin Zanuck, who's been, you know, he was a guy that they wanted to take away. A lot of people on franchise want to take him away when he was younger and in his career. Who gets most of the credit here for what's going on in Utah right now? Because it's kind of been the three-headed monster.
I think it's all of them. I think they knew the entire upper management, basketball ops, and Coach Quinn Snyder have known what they wanted, and they patiently built it. And I think this is what actually Greg Popovich was just talking about when we played the Spurs. Somebody asked him a question about Coach Quinn Snyder and what he's built here, and he said it's the culture. So it goes beyond just the coach. It starts with the culture of the franchise. And buying into something that Dennis Lindsay has done such a great job creating and building, as well as Justin Zanuck, you know, the Miller family, and, you know, that team mentality. And then Coach Quinn Snyder is so much of a part of that. And what he has a gift of is getting the best out of his players and putting them in positions where they excel, starring in their role, not forcing them or trying to change them into being somebody else, but taking what he has and the skill sets that he has with these guys and making the most of it. I think it's all of it combined. And I love that Greg Popovich talked about that, about the culture, because that's what you saw with the Spurs, the mentality there, that culture, that team culture first.
Mm. Does Quinn Snyder smile? I'm gonna take that as no.
That's the best question ever. When Bowler interviews him pregame, I get to see I get to see some smiles. Depends on the day. Yeah, depends on the day.
Right.
He's so intense. I love the intensity, but yeah, I've seen him here and there.
Wow. Breaking news.
Maybe not on the sidelines.
Kristen Kenny, thank you so much, Jazz sideline reporter. Really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.